You're listening to SBS News.
Organising an event for 700 people in Sydney to celebrate the contributions Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women have made is no easy feat, but that's the business of Sharon Kinchela and Chris Figg. They own cultural advisory company Niani. Chris Figg was previously a legal professional.
We as a people have been practising business in our cultural ways for 70,000 years, so we are the original entrepreneurs, business owners. There's a way that we do business. There's a reason why we sit in a circle, because there's no corners to hide in a circle.
The implication is everyone can be seen, heard and treated fairly. Co-owner Sharon Kinchela brought to the business her experience as a public servant. She set up their cultural advisory a year ago.
It's about finding that balance, not losing your cultural integrity, not prepared to sell out, your cultural ways and how you work with our people. So I don't like to come from the deficit in any way, shape or form.
Lawyer Terry Janke also has a success story to tell.
Going through school, the teachers thought that you wouldn't amount to much. I was in remedial classes. You know, just the expectation of a young Indigenous kid was not that you'd end up doing law and certainly not that you'd end up being a business owner.
But Ms. Janke pressed against the stereotype, founding one of Australia's largest Indigenous-owned legal practices 18 years ago. Terry Janke and Company now employs 12 staff.
I wanted to do something in social justice to empower Aboriginal people, and working in commercial law was out of the box. People would expect you to work in either native title or some criminal law area, but I said no. We're empowering Indigenous people to be creators, innovators and entrepreneurs.
While Terry Janke encourages and protects the rights of Indigenous people, Melbourne-based Laura Thompson helps to protect their health. She's used her background in public health to build a social enterprise with a business partner. They create preventative health programs with various groups, including prisoners. Spark Health started earlier this year.
Some of the successes we've had is running health promotion programs in prison. And it's been fascinating actually chatting to some of the prisoners about some of the small shifts that they've been able to make in that environment. For example, deciding not to take food back to their cells or reducing the amount of sugars they have in their cuppers.
Ms. Thompson also has a separate earring company where she makes and sells her own wares. While many Indigenous businesses are set up to help and change the lives of their communities, others are also created to help change the lives of their owners. Eve Langford makes environmentally friendly cotton food wraps made with organic beeswax in a tiny space in a Sydney garage. The idea for her small business came from a dream.
So it's my connection with my niece who had passed over, feeling that connection with her on the land. And having her beside me.
Her niece's name now adorns her business, Amber's Food Wraps.
I had lost several loved ones, and I feel as though it was her helping me to get out of the darkness that I was going through at the time. Yeah, so just chatting with her, telling her, you know, what am I to do next? You know, I feel something's about to happen. Yeah, it gave me something to be passionate about again.
18 months after starting her small venture, Eve Langford has sold more than 3,000 wraps through wholesalers, markets and online, while also spreading the story of her community through the patterned fabric she sources from Indigenous artists.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.